Hello and welcome to Business Today Market Wrap. This is Rupa and let's start with the market podcast for today. Despite the global stocks nearing 2-week high on Wednesday, the domestic market failed to hold the opening gains due to weak sentiments at home. Benchmark indices opened on a strong note led by positive global cues. However, significant selling pressure was witnessed at the higher levels. BSE Sensex opened at 39,176 level and NSE Nifty started at 11,744. However, in the afternoon session, both benchmarks slipped over 100 points from the day's high and closed marginally higher in today's trade. After a volatile trading session, Sensex ended today's trade at 39,112, up by 66 points, while the Nifty ended flat at 11,691 level. The sectoral indices that were on bullish grounds in the early trade exhibited mixed trend by the closing hour. While realty, metal and consumer durables ended advanced, sectors such as healthcare and auto were the top losers at the closing session. In domestic cues, delayed monsoon rains that have been 44% lower than the average in June have raised serious concerns of delay in the sowing of summer sown crops and that the various parts of the country could face a worsening drought. This shortfall could have a major impact on consumer demand, the overall economy, as well as the financial markets. While the IMD forecasted average rainfall for the year, SkyMet, the country's only private forecaster, has predicted below normal rainfall. The near-term movement is likely to be driven by the domestic indicators like delayed monsoon and anticipatory volatility before the budget outcome. In global market trends, Asian markets open on a strong note with Nikkei, Hong Kong and China index each gaining around 1-2%. Hang Seng index was up today as Carrie Lam on Tuesday signaled the end of a controversial extradition bill that she promoted and then postponed it, led by the violent protest held by 2 million people over the last few days that forced China into a political retreat. On Wall Street, US Dow Jones climbed over 1% and approached all-time highs. European Central Bank President Mario Draghi's comments indicating the possibility of a fresh rate cut or asset purchases kept the European markets like FTSE, CAC and DAX index marginally higher in the afternoon session. This has also built up hopes of an interest rate cut by the US. Another major news from UK today was the Brexit campaigner Boris Johnson stepping closer to becoming the Britain's next Prime Minister on Tuesday after winning 40% of the vote in the second round of contest. US FOMC meet tonight will be keenly watched by the investors, in which the market participants expect a 25 BPS cut. This will be announced by the midnight. Market participants also await OPEC Plus meet in which OPEC nations with other producers including Russia decide whether to extend a supply reduction pact that ends this month. OPEC has agreed to move its next meeting to July 1st, which was originally planned on June 25th and 26th to discuss the oil output policy. In other major world news, Trump said that he has prepared to take military action to stop Tehran having a nuclear bomb, but left open whether he would sanction the use of force to protect the Gulf oil supplies. Another attack event reported by Reuters led a sudden spurt in oil prices. A rocket landed at the headquarters for several global major oil companies, including the US giant ExxonMobil, near Iraq's southern city of Basra early on Wednesday, that wounded two Iraqi workers. Although the crude prices declined later to trade below 62 per barrel against the dollar. That's all for today. Thank you for listening and come back tomorrow for more market news.